Coming up, we're going to look at the unique talents you have that allow you to find the role that you were wired to fill, and then some of the top worries for C-suite executives and what that means for you as talent. Let's go. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you grow personally, advance professionally, and lead effectively. So, do you want to stand out? Do you want to stand out so that you can step up, move up the ladder? If you do, today's show is completely laser focused on you, those who want to move. Now, you may not want to move yet, but you want to move in the near future, and I want to help you. So, the problem is you can't set yourself up. You can't stand out so that you can step up until you really truly are aware of your talent. I mean, laser focused self-awareness on this is what I do best. A lot of people are in roles in their organization that don't match up with the talents that they were born with, because they can't identify for themselves, or they can't communicate clearly what their top talents are. Like, this is what I do best, and I can say it in 30 seconds or less. I can say it with confidence, and not just say it, but believe it. I have tremendous clarity, which means I have tremendous confidence on what I do well. So years ago, I developed a tool called the Get Clear Career Assessment. It's now helped hundreds of thousands of people identify three specific wires, if you will. If we were to think of ourselves as machines and we were to crack us open and look at our wiring, I think there's three wires we all have. Talent is one wire. That's what we do really well. Passion is another wire. That's a role, a type of work that we really enjoy. And then we all have a sense of mission. And that last wire is, this is what I want to produce in the world. I'm motivated by these results. So when you use what you do best, talent, to do work that you enjoy, we call that passion, to produce a result that matters deeply to you, mission, you are very much being who you were designed to be. In other words, you are fulfilling yourself. It's meaningful. Think about that. You're spending the majority of your day using what you do best. That is pretty rewarding. It feels better than doing something you suck at, right? You're doing something that you actually look forward to. You've lost track of time. You're in the middle of it. There's some real joy and happiness there. Dare I say fun. And then you are creating a result that aligns with your values. This is very personal stuff. So think about that. That is doing work that you're wired to do. So today I thought what I would do is break the tool down, the Get Clear Assessment. This is, again, available at kencoleman.com, but I want to break down just one of the wires, and that's the talent side of thing. And as I did research and began to work with the team to develop the assessment in these three areas to give you a detailed report on this is what I'm good at, talent, this is what I enjoy doing, passion, and these are results that motivate me, get me up. No one has to motivate me at all. I'm self-motivated. So I want to break down the 12 talents. Now, I want to give you just very little context. I identify these talents after decades of career coaching, helping people. I also looked at what was essentially assembled as work skills, hard skills, soft skills, and there's a lot of research and a lot of, you know, resources where I could kind of look at the total menu, if you will, and think of all of the skills in the workplace. And I attempted, and I feel really proud of what we and the team did by bucketing those into 12 core talents. So the talent, think of the talent as the bucket, and there are skills within the talents that you can define, but it is essentially the talent. I am bringing this bucket and I can develop skills And so there are 12 talents, universal talents. And I want you to listen and watch along as I walk through these. I'm just going to list them out briefly and then a quick definition. That's all we have time for. But the whole purpose I'm doing this for is for you to begin to resonate with three or four or five, whatever, and even write them down. Go back and listen and rewind, if you will. And this is all about getting you self-aware. And as I list these talents, be thinking of this. I see evidence of this myself, that I'm good at these things. So think proficiency and ease. And then I hear evidence of this from other people. They tell me I'm good at these things, okay? So here we go. Let's jump ahead right to the list. And this is going to be great. Number one is the skill. Now, not in particular order, but these are the 12 talents. The talent of communication. If you have this talent, you're gifted at sharing thoughts, feelings, and information through speaking or writing. All right. Two, compassion. If you have this talent, you are naturally always scanning your universe, wherever you are, looking for opportunities to help other people in need. The third talent is the talent of connection. This is, you are very gifted at getting to know people and form relationships. This happens with ease. You can find ways to find commonality, if you will. Number four is discernment. You are perceptive about people and situations. You have the ability to read the room, if you will, read a person. And then you have a gift of saying things in a way that people go, you've gotten to the heart of the matter. Five, this is the talent of execution. If you have this talent, you're very, very good at getting things done. A to Z is not a winding, long, frustrating path. It is a straight line of efficiency and excellence, and you enjoy getting stuff done. It feels good. You're good at taking a plan and executing on the plan. Six is the talent of imagination. You're skilled at coming up with new ideas, thinking about how to connect future possibilities with current realities, right? You got an idea, and then you're in the middle of that idea, it gives you another idea. Number seven is the talent of inspection. You're highly observant with an unusual ability to understand the world around you, right? You just get it. And people marvel at that. Number eight is instruction. You're gifted at passing on information, sharing knowledge, teaching others. Nine is the talent of justice. You have a strong sense of right and wrong. You see good guys, bad guys. You not only see it, but you believe in right and wrong. It is, the world is black and white. There's not a lot of gray. And if there is, we want to fix the gray because it's probably hurting the black and white situation. And what we need, you are a crusader, if you will. You're quick to defend. You're quick to stand for right. 10 is logic. This is the talent of being really, really gifted at critical thinking, solving problems. Emotion is not your meter. Logic is. And you're gifted at seeing things. Next is organization, the 11th talent. Organization, you're good at creating order out of chaos, coming up with a system that makes things go from inefficient to efficient. You walk in the room and you go, whew, this is a mess. This should be done better. You can't help it. You see it everywhere. And finally, the 12th talent is the talent of persuasion. You're skilled, gifted. It's easy for you to influence people. You just can do it. You have the ability to sway people, and that's influence. Now, fulfillment and success in your work starts with this wire, the wire of talent. You've got to know. You got to dig deeper and explore and take notes on your past, where you excelled in school or in extracurriculars, where people compliment you, where people applaud you, where you see success. This is huge. It starts with talent, because talent are the tools that allow you to do really good work. Hey, if you want to get clear, go to my website at kencoleman.com, click on the store and get the Get Clear assessment and begin the process of seeing what you do well, seeing how the rest of the world sees you. It's going to be a game changer. We start with talent. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So, are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? And I think the world has been unfairly built towards the extroverts. And I'm an extrovert, so I can say that, right? And an extroverted world can be energy sapping for an introvert. And we all have different batteries, if you will, social batteries. And it's okay. There's no right. There's no wrong. But this is important. Your social battery needs to stay at a healthy level or else you get burned out. And you get burned out, that affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and it can really affect you in your professional growth. So it's important that you know what your social battery is and then how to recharge if a lot of the work activities you do drain you. I want you to think about starting therapy with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is flexible to fit into your schedule because it's completely online. It's super easy to get started with just a short questionnaire that then matches you with a licensed therapist. This is my favorite part. They allow you to switch therapists at any time for no extra cost because you got to find your person. So I want you to find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Ken today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ken. Hey, how many of you out there are actively thinking, maybe actively trying to make some type of a move? We want to move out, or maybe we're trying to move up. If we're moving out, it's for the purposes of moving up. We want to make more money, right? We want to better our life. And I get that. I got some good news for you. I have been in that situation where you're trying to figure out what the next step is. It's intimidating. And we're trying to make the best decision. We're not being willy-nilly about this. And yet it can be It can be paralyzing because of that very desire to do it well. And so through this journey, I developed a 7-stage process that helped me. I looked back on it and saw what I did. So all that to say, I want to teach that to you. It's absolutely free. We're doing a webinar on Tuesday, March 19th at noon Eastern, 11 Central. So that's Tuesday, March 19th, noon Eastern, 11 Central. It's completely free. No strings attached here. I just want to teach you a process that will help you get clear so you can be confident and step forward. And there are some stages and it really helps to know, oh, this is doable and I know how to do it. Boy, that does free us up. Go to kencoleman.com/webinars to sign up today. That's kencoleman.com/webinars. All right. The team gave me an article recently here that I want to comment on because this is about your professional future, you being able to grow and advance so we're making more money. And this data is important, and it shows you a tremendous opportunity. The headline reads, this is a finance article on Yahoo. It reads, these are the top worries for C-suite executives in 2024. And again, you may not work for a public company, so you're going, well, is this relevant? Yes, it is. And I've also going to follow this up. I did some research on the most in-demand skills for 2024. This is from LinkedIn, so this is fresh. Okay, so this can be very, very helpful. All right, let's get to it. Here are the top concerns, but there's one that stands out, and this is an advantage, an opportunity for you who want to move up. You want to grow professionally. This is a massive opportunity, okay? 38% of executives say they're concerned about digital disruption. 33% are worried about cyber risks. The cost of energy is 25% of leaders. Access to money and financing, because a lot of the big businesses, they borrow money for capital, and with interest rates being higher, it's a lot more expensive. That's what that means. But the number one topic, and I just kind of giving you a quick snapshot, but the number one topic is not all those normal business issues that we hear about every day. The number one concern for top executives is talent. 60% of C-suite executives said that finding, hiring, and then upskilling workers was their top concern. executives are wondering, all right, we had the big great resignation where people were just playing musical chairs and we were paying for it. And now that has slowed down and people have kind of settled in. So now they're going, what do we do? That trend is not there. And also, just to give you an idea here, the cost of hiring and training new people is way more than upskilling the people you have. So they're looking at this going, this just isn't good business to rely on, to put our entire talent strategy on outside people, bringing them in. So this is why I'm telling you, this is a wake-up call. This is a great opportunity for those of you who want to move up. Leaders across the board are going, it takes time, it takes effort, all of that is costly to go find somebody out there and bring them in here. So I think this is going to be a great shift because leaders are going to go, the best move is to look at my current team and say, where's the talent here that can be developed? And that's a much more efficient play. That's why this is a great opportunity. One of the people who ran the study said the takeaway is that leaders are feeling like we need to grow talent and get talent in the right areas. And they're asking, where do I not have the right talent and how do I adjust for that? So if we use a simple analogy, they're essentially going, okay, if I look at my bus, where do I have a seat that is unfilled? Meaning I don't have the right talent in that seat. That's what they're asking. And again, a reminder, the cost of attrition, you lose somebody and then going to get new talent is over 2x what it costs just to train employees you already have. So in these big companies where they're looking to shave money every which way they can because it matters to the stock price, all of a sudden, this becomes a huge opportunity for those of you who are willing. More on that in a minute. I've got some takeaways, some practical takeaways that I'm going to give you today that I believe you can seize on this opportunity and essentially get the competitive edge. That's why I'm sharing this. So I'm going to give you some specifics. Okay. 79% of workers want training in AI, but only 64% think they're receiving the training they need. And 57% said their training was inadequate. So a lot of people are going, I want to add the AI skill to my tool belt. I need that tool. And I think that's smart. What I'm seeing in this article, just to pull it out, I saw it mentioned several times, is this. Digital and technical skills. Technology is what I mean by technical. Digital, like digital skills. If you can get more technology training, add some digital tools that includes AI, that's your bucket. You can go do more research on this, okay? But there's also soft skills. Now, let me just address this. On the technology side of things, one of the reasons that I've been a longtime partner of Bethel Tech is because of their ability to either through a micro-credential, which is only 6 weeks, or their big program, 9 months, and it's so affordable. The price tag on that is just over $15,000 for the big one. But $5,000 for a micro-credential is that you can learn on your own pace and sometimes get reimbursed. But even if not reimbursed, it is an investment in you. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But that's why I endorse Bethel Tech. And that's a great example of I can upskill or have my company pay for me to upskill. And I am essentially dictating my own promotion. This is real. This is possible. All right. So, I went to LinkedIn and did some research, okay, because they're studying this all the time. I would consider them one of the top authorities. And so here are the 2024 most in-demand skills right now. And I'm sharing this because I want you to essentially be able to take an inventory and go, if I was going to rank myself, and this is the fun exercise. As you're listening, if you need to pause and journal here or you need to rewind, here's what I want you to do. I want you to rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being suck, 10 being amazing. And just rank yourself. And for those of you who are really serious about growing, take this list. By the way, you can search this. If you just search the most in-demand skills for 2024 LinkedIn, it's going to pop up. Okay? So you can look at the same thing I'm looking at. If for those of you who really want to grow, take this list to your coworkers and take this list to your leader. See where you're at. have them rank you. Because there is room for improvement. Okay? All right, let me go through the list really quick. See where we're at on time. Okay, great. I got a minute and a half. This is super simple. Number one in this list, but it's not the top skill. So we're going to give you one on top that's the top skill. One on the list is communication. I mean, listen, the ever-expanding range of channels and platforms, collaboration is a must. It's no longer an option. Effective communication is going to make you stand out. Two, customer service, the ability to just take care of people. This is now more than ever a huge deal. Leadership is three. You got to be able to lead people. Four is project management. Five is management. In this list, I would consider that leadership. Six is analytics with the just data, data, data everywhere. There's an opportunity always in analytics. Teamwork. Sales is eight. Nine is problem solving. 10 is research. But the number one, the top skill of the moment, by the way, this is not the first year it's been at the top. My team will remember me talking about this. The number one skill still is a soft skill. And you ready for it? It's adaptability. The ability to accept change and then move on as a result of change. Adaptability. That is a soft skill, and it is wildly popular. And it's a spirit, if you must know. It is an attitude, but it's a spirit of, okay, there's two things that make me adaptable, by the way. Number one, I got to realize this is happening. This ain't an option, and I got to accept it whether I want to accept it or not. So now we go, okay, so what does that mean? What must I do to not just accept it, but then move through it and beyond it and adapt to it? That is adaptability. So there you go. Listen, here's the deal. You got to go to your company on specific skills and say, if I raise my hand, will you pay for these? If they won't, invest in them yourself. That's what makes you stand out. Hey, I want you to stop right now and just listen to this. I want you to imagine life 4 months from now, but you're actually making a starting salary of $75,000. Bethel Tech has a front-end web development micro-credential that you can earn in just 15 weeks for only $5,000. Coding skills are in high demand right now, and you learn them in less than 4 months. So whether you want to level up your career and salary or you've always wanted to be in tech, you can get started on Bethel Tech's front-end web development micro-credential or a data science micro-credential, another hot field. Now's the time. Let's go. The next class starts April 29th, and the Bethel Tech folks offer you 10% off because you're a Ken Coleman Show listener. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman for details. Terms and conditions do apply. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. So excited you're with us. Hey, listen, if you want to learn more about yourself, if you want to gain confidence for your professional growth, the Get Clear Career Assessment is absolutely a great tool. It's only going to take you about 15 to 18 minutes, and you're going to get more awareness than you've ever had before. I talked about it earlier in the show. Check it out. Take a shot. It is one of the easiest, most affordable investments you can make in your life, the Get Clear Assessment at kencoleman.com. Kelly is up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kelly, how can I help?
Hello, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you?
Well, first, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling because I'm no longer feeling excited about the role that I'm in, and I would just like to know your thoughts about whether I should stay and try to make the best of it, or if maybe it might be time to move on.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the timeline, how long ago, and then what led to the loss of enthusiasm? And if it's a string of things, lay it out for me.
Okay. I've been in the role about 2.5 years, and the person who brought me on board and trained me, she left after I'd been there about 6 months. Uh-huh. So it just kind of gradually just gotten to be, more stressful, and I just don't have the same, support system with her,
What's causing the additional stress?
Well, we've just had to take on more responsibilities. We're just very short-staffed right now, and so we're just all trying to like pick things up and mm-hmm. keep everything going.
And what's the and how would you describe the differences between the person who hired you and the person who's mm-hmm. leading you now?
Well, I mean, the person who hired me, like she's great, very supportive and understanding, and. She answered all my questions, and right now our CFO is acting as our supervisor, but, of course, he's got a lot on his plate, and he does what he can,
mm-hmm.
but I also have a coworker that I, directly work with, and she and I, we, our personalities are very different, and mm-hmm. she's not the most approachable person, and so it's just hard for me to, mm-hmm. Reach out to her, and, I guess, get the information that I need from her.
Yeah. So you feel, trying to think of a metaphor. Give me a metaphor. Give me a word picture that describes your emotional and mental state during the workday.
I'm not sure.
What's it feel like? What does it feel like? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I want to get to the real crux here. What does it feel like during the day?
It just feels, heavy. It feels like there's a lot of pressure there to
mm-hmm.
to get things done and
yeah.
be able to
and you just have questions. You feel lonely, yeah?
Lonely, yes.
Because you feel like it's just me. It's like plates are falling off the wall. I can't catch them all. And if I yell right. and say, help, 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 no one's coming.
Right.
Is that fair?
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. And the reason I'm diving into this part is it allows me to try to figure out what I'm going to tell you when you ask me, should I stick it out?
Right.
What's your financial situation? Do you need your income right now?
No, I have some money in savings and I don't have a lot of expenses. So I'm very fortunate in that way. But
Are you single income?
Yes, I'm single income.
Okay. And what do you make right now?
About $48,000.
Okay. I'm not going to recommend that you leave because I don't think you're in that kind of dire straits. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I'm not in dire straits. I just...
Let's have fun here. We're not holding ourselves to this, okay. But let's just go with the gut answer. How much longer can you stick it out before you think it becomes very negative and it affects you in a really bad way? Be realistic. How much longer can you keep doing this?
Maybe another year.
Okay, great. We don't need that kind of time, do we? Kelly, do we need a year to replace this current job?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So you call me today to ask me what? What's your real question behind the question? Re-ask it. What do you want me to answer? It's not should you stick it out. There's a deeper question. What's the question?
I guess one question I have is what can I do to maybe improve things for myself? Like, is there any strategies I can?
Yeah. So you would like to stay?
Well,
I don't think you can approve it. So that's why I'm asking that now. Yeah. You kind of threw me. This is good. You're making me question what you're really digging into. Here's my point. Okay. I don't know that you can improve much here because you've got a CFO who's playing auxiliary leader or temporary leader, and he's slammed. Right. You said he's doing mm-hmm. the best he can. He's not a bad guy. And you're understaffed. Not only is there a leader not in place, you're understaffed on top of that. You got a coworker who's about me, myself, and I, right? They're not interested in being a teammate. So, okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, she does, answer my questions, but, she's just always very, short with me. And,
yeah, my point is this is not a great environment for you, and it's very stressful.
Yeah.
And so when you say, what can I do? If you called me to say, Ken, what can I do to make the current job better, I got bad news for you. I don't know that you can do a whole lot. Am I right?
Right. You're right. There's,
Okay. So
a lot of it's out of my control.
So let me tell you what happens. Yeah. So So when so much of it is out of my control, we are teetering on the edge of hopelessness. And that is a horrible place to be in. Yes?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I don't like that. So I think this is a hold and look and then walk. So I'm holding. I'm gonna keep doing the best job I can. I'm not going to be hopeless anymore because I know my exit is on the way. So I'm not hopeless. Now I'm like, you know what? I need this income. I'm going to be grateful for the income. Even though I got money saved, there's no reason to eat into that savings when I'm, you know, I can do this. I said for 12 more months, I don't think we're going to need anywhere near 12 months to replace this job. So that's what I mean by hold. Looking, you know exactly what I mean by looking. You've got some experience. You've got some skill. I think you've got some ideas about your future as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What would you really want to do? If we tried something new tomorrow, what is it that you would want to try? Or do you know what you want to do?
Well, I mean, this role was, you know, me trying something new. So I don't know if I should go back to what I'm more familiar with or just kind of take another step, you know, something new in a different
Let's grow.
Direction.
Let's grow. I want you moving in the direction that you would like to end up in 10 years, 5 years, 15, you pick the number. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So what kind of work really gives you joy?
I mean, I love working with numbers, with data.
Perfect. Is this role data and numbers based now?
It is, but it's also, there's also like a person component to it.
And you would prefer to be less people and more numbers and processes and formulas. Let me crank out a report and lessen my interaction with people.
Yes, I think that's more to my
great. History. So what? So you got to do your homework. You know what you're looking for. You may not be able to tell me what the name of the title is right now, but it doesn't matter. You know what kind of work you would love to do. Yes or no? Yes,
I do.
You do. You just told me really well. So I'm going to give you my Get Clear career assessment. Have you taken it?
No, I haven't.
All right, you're going to take it, and it's going to validate this. So Christian's going to give you the link. I want you to take the assessment. I want you to really dive into the individual report plus the purpose statement. And then I'm also going to give you my book, The Proximity Principle, which is the ultimate guide to turning connections into opportunities. This is how we find the thing. This is how we validate. I like numbers. Is that analytics? Is it something else? And you know what I'm going to do in the Charlotte, North Carolina area? I'm going to start meeting people. I've got a lot of friends and acquaintances, and I can find somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that's in that field. I'm going to have coffee with them and lunch. I'm going to learn everything about their role like I was doing a high school term paper. And then, Kelly, I'm going to come away and go, I know exactly what I want to do, and I know why I want to do it, and I'm wired for it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Hang on the line. I got two gifts coming your way, the Get Clear Assessment and the Proximity Principle. That's all anybody needs to get clear and then to create opportunities where people come to you and knock on your door and you step onto that ladder and you keep stepping up. Thanks for the call, Kelly. I believe in you. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.